From the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk, I'm Dave Tindall. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 36 points, 18 rebounds, and 5 assists as the Milwaukee Bucks showcased their improved defense by trouncing the Denver Nuggets 112-95 last night. The Bucks have recorded two straight lopsided victories after losing 5 of their first 6 games under new coach Doc Rivers. Damian Lillard credits the Bucks' improved defense.
You know, we've taken a lot of time to simplify things, doing a lot of walking through, you know, just walking through scenarios and situations and different things that teams might try to do against us, you know, when we're on the defensive side of the floor. Some things that we could do well, and I think we've just embraced it. You know, I think the walkthroughs and the small attention to detail type things that we've been going over, you know, I think is really starting to help us.
The Bucks avenged a 113-107 loss at Denver that marked Rivers' debut with Milwaukee. Nikola Jokic had 29 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists for the Nuggets. The Bucks have a quick turnaround with the Miami Heat coming in tonight. Karl-Anthony Towns scored 24 points, Anthony Edwards added 23, and the Minnesota Timberwolves pulled away in the second half for a 121-100 victory over the Los Angeles Clippers in a matchup of two of the top teams in the Western Conference. Rudy Gobert had a double-double with 17 points and 10 boards as the Wolves remained atop the Western Conference with their third win in the last 4 games. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard led the Clippers with 18 points apiece. James Harden added 17. The Wolves traveled up the coast after the game and take on the Trailblazers in Portland tonight. Victor Wembanyama has his second triple-double and his first with blocks. The San Antonio rookie blocked a shot by Toronto's Grady Dick with 6:32 left in the fourth quarter last night, giving him the NBA's first triple-double with blocked shots as one of the categories in more than 3 years. It was the first triple-double with blocks since Clint Capella had 13 points, 19 rebounds, and 10 blocks for Atlanta against Minnesota in January of 2021. That had also been the last time anyone in the NBA blocked 10 shots in a game. The Wisconsin Badgers try to snap their 4-game losing streak tonight at home against Ohio State. Coach Greg Gard says it's a question about getting back to what got them into first place before the skid.
It's not about if they can get there. They've been there. Now you got to stay there. And I think you watch most teams in the country, you see a little bit of this at certain times. Most teams in our league have gone through this, except with the exception of Purdue. Mm-hmm. Everybody else has kind of done, mm-hmm. had their moments where they, you know, they've scuffled and stumbled a little bit. So you just stay the course and go back to what got you there.
We'll have the broadcast of the Buckeyes-Badgers game tonight at 7 on WJMC AM 1240 FM 96.5. Wisconsin dropped down to 20th in the AP poll and enters the week trailing first place Purdue by 3 games in the Big Ten with 7 to play. Joel Eriksson X scored twice in the Minnesota Wild beat the Vegas Golden Knights 5-3 for their third straight win. Mats Zuccarello, Marco Rossi, and Matt Boldy also scored to help Minnesota win for the 6th time in 8 games. Philip Gustafson made 27 saves. The longest Super Bowl game will also go down as the most watched program in television history. According to Nielsen and Adobe Analytics, Kansas City's 25-22 overtime victory over San Francisco on Sunday night averaged 123.4 million viewers across TV and streaming platforms. That shattered last year's mark of 115.1 million for the Chiefs' last play victory over Philadelphia and is a 7% increase. The Dallas Cowboys have settled on a coaching reunion by deciding to bring back Mike Zimmer as defensive coordinator to replace Dan Quinn. Zimmer is rejoining the Cowboys 18 years after serving in the same role with Dallas. He had an 8-year stint as head coach at Minnesota. The Cowboys and Zimmer came to an agreement yesterday. The Cowboys had an opening after Quinn accepted the head coaching job in Washington. Former UCLA great Deshaun Foster was named head coach to take over the Bruins football program after Chip Kelly left to become offensive coordinator at Ohio State. Foster has been a Bruins assistant the past 7 years, but left last month to become the Las Vegas Raiders running backs coach. This will be Foster's first head coaching job after 11 years of being an assistant in college, including 10 at UCLA. Jen Powell is on the verge of becoming Major League Baseball's first woman umpire. The 47-year-old from New Jersey was among 24 umps selected to work a full-time big league spring training schedule this year. That put her on track to become the first woman to umpire a regular season big league baseball game. The New Jersey native is set to work her first Major League exhibition game on February 24th when Houston plays Washington in West Palm Beach, Florida. She also was promoted to a minor league crew chief. High school sports scoreboard from last night. Some basketball action and boys action. Eau Claire Memorial over Chippewa Falls, 71-57. New Richmond beats Osceola by 25. Drummond slows down Winter, 61-57. Amory all over Webster, 88-46. Girls hoops, it was Cameron beating Bloomer by 8. Superior by 5 over Northwestern. Eau Claire Regis rolls over Spooner by 60. Shell Lake, a winner over Cumberland in a playoff preview, winning by 15. Ladysmith by 68-36 over Stanley Boyd. Drummond beats Winter by 24. Shawamigan over Bruce, and Somerset beat Osceola. And the WIAA boys and girls hockey playoffs begin tonight with regional first-round action. In boys Division 1, D.C. Everest is at Eau Claire North, Ashland is at Superior, and the Northwest Icemen are at Eau Claire Memorial. Winners advance to second-round games on Thursday night. Sectional quarterfinal games in boys Division 2 and the girls division begin Thursday night. That's a look at sports from the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk. I'm Dave Tindall.